Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of My Big Gay Podcast with me, Benji.
And me, Brad, giving you the life, the loves, and lulls of living in London.
Two gays, one city, what could possibly go wrong?
Oh dear, Benji, you don't sound too great today.
Oh dear, I'm really hanging.
How's your head, hun?
No complaints. Except this one guy. We don't talk about him anymore.
I heard you were a bit toofy.
I beg your pardon. I don't know who you heard that from.
Gnashing away you were.
Anyway, how, other than the fact that I am hanging, is this 2 weeks in a row now I've done a hungover episode? I think it is.
Yeah, what is wrong with you? I used to be the hardcore party one and you used to be the sensible one. I feel like our lives have swapped in some weird Freaky Friday thing that's going on.
I'm just not letting myself be overshadowed by your lies and deceit anymore. Well, do you know what? We're halfway through season four and no, my true colours are coming out.
You're taking a stand and you're saying, no, Brad, I'm the party one between us two. That's a joke.
It's your first joke ever. Oh my goodness. Anyway, other than that, how are you? I haven't seen you, what, for a full week now?
Yeah, it's been a full week. Are you missing me?
No.
Hang on, that was quite a quick answer. Did you not want to contemplate that for a little bit?
Sorry, ask me again.
Benji, are you missing me?
No.
Okay, I preferred that one because at least you contemplated for a bit.
Sure. Yeah, it has been a whole week. I didn't realize it had gone past quite so quickly. But my goodness, it has been a full-on busy week. We've got quite a bit to talk about.
Yeah, well, I had an amazing week this week because I saw Little Mix.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Honestly, they were incredible. I've been wanting to see them for years and years and I finally got to do it. And apparently it's their last tour for a little while now anyway. So I'm so glad I got to see them on their final dates in London.
Yeah, I think it's actually their final one ever. I don't think
that's
another one.
That's what they're saying. Yeah.
Did you really live your best life singing, "This is a shout out to my ex"?
Right, not even joking. That was their opening number. As soon as that came on, that was the first line that was sung. I went wild.
And you're like, ex? Who's my ex? Don't remember their name.
There's been so many now. I'm like, they all blur into one.
I mean, it's not wrong. Too many, man might say.
But yeah, we'll talk about that later. How's your week been?
Yeah, good. Do you know what? This week I went to Bristol for the first time.
Oh, what do you think of Bristol?
It is so nice.
Yeah, I've been there once and it was actually really lovely.
So lovely. So I was doing another brunch.
You and your brunches. You are just trying to like kill off the UK with your brunches at the moment.
I know. I feel like I should start franchising my own brunch, Benji's Brunch.
My Big Gay Brunch?
Yeah, or just, you know, Benji's brunch. Cut that. It was, yeah, so we went to Bristol. And we drove there, which was great because trains kind of stressed me out a little bit. Got the brunch done and we were finished by, like, what, 2:30? And it was the most glorious sunny day. Like, I was wearing the total wrong thing. I was in like a black jumper and black jeans. I was so hot. Mm-hmm. But there was street markets everywhere. So we walked around the street markets, got ourselves some coffees, went down to the little food fair. I got really good watermelon ice lolly, which was one of the best things I've ever put in my mouth.
I disagree. You've had me in your mouth before and you said that was the best thing you've ever had.
That wasn't me. And I doubt anyone. Anyway, let me carry on with my story.
Sorry, go for it.
Back in that shadow I go. And then there are these, I mean, I've seen them around London. I've always been a bit nervous to hire one, but have you ever seen the electric scooters that you can hire? A bit like the Boris bikes, but a scooter version.
Yeah, I love a scooter, me.
Well, I just said to the people that I was with, we're going to hire these scooters. And they were like, oh, but it takes ages to download the app. I was like, well, I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, made everyone do it. Peer pressure. Yeah. It was so much fun. They've got cycle lanes all over the place in Bristol. So we literally just whizzing around the center of the city, the center of the town. It was filled with beautiful people. Now, I told you how beautiful the boys were in Exeter, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
I'm so glad I went to Exeter first and then Bristol because it was next level.
Were you happy boy?
I was so happy. I was whizzing around this electric scooter on the cycle lane, not a care in the world, ringing my bell and just staring at everyone's sunbeam. I was like, I'm moving.
Were you like, boys, do you want to ride with me?
I don't think I'd even give them the question.
It's like, no options. It's happening.
There is no options. Trust me. Like, it's sweet. You'll like it. No, I just had so much fun. Like, there's the river. There's like loads of people like just chilling with like their feet in the water, like with pints. Like it was, yeah, it was like a full on festival, but it was just the city. Like, and everyone was friendly, very heavy accents, which I was kind of here for because you know me, I do like an accent.
The Bristol accent, is that the chatter? Turn up.
Yeah, I feel like it's almost like West Country, right?
Yeah.
They are like, they talk like this all the time.
Yeah.
And their R's are really hard.
I love a hard R.
I'll just like anything hard. dating you was a whole different type of hard, but we move on. But yeah, no, it was really lovely. And that actually is not even the reason I'm hungover. I wish it was, but it's not. But we'll come back to that in a minute. But Brad, for now, come on, it's time to get on with the podcast. Okay, so I feel like we skimmed over this a little bit too much. I want to hear all about your trip to see Little Mix.
Right, I'm very happy to tell you this. I had the best time. So they performed at the O2 in London and it was the end of their tour that they've just been doing. So they finished up in London. And yeah, obviously they went for a bit of a rough time, didn't they, last year with Jesse leaving. It was a little bit of drama going on. But the three others, I think you can just tell they get on so well and that really comes across. And do you know what I love about Little Mix, right? And maybe you feel the same. A lot of their songs are about breakups, like getting over your ex. And there's just so many like kind of power to you songs, like anthems, right?
Yeah.
And obviously I've been through one or two breakups in my time, as we know.
What?
That is brand new information. So these like power breakup anthems did help me get through that healing process because the lyrics just really resonate. So when they're like at the front of the stage, power to anyone that's had a breakup and all that, like, yeah, it was just so great to be in an arena full of thousands of people all sharing that same experience. And what I thought was really great about Little Mix is they actually have quite a big LGBTQ+ following and they acknowledged that in the show. And they did this speech and they kind of thanked the LGBTQ+ family and just said sort of how grateful they are that they have the support from us. And they talked about being an ally, which I'd never really heard about before. People kind of refer to them as an ally in that way. And they said that throughout because they've been going for 10 years now, Little Mix, right?
Yeah.
And they said over the last 10 years, they've really learned what being an ally means. And it's more than just saying you're an ally and, you know, accepting queer people, but it's also about supporting them and being active in your like support for the family too.
Yeah.
And I didn't know this was coming up, right? So I did actually record this bit because I'm not really one that like records stuff in concerts, but it just so happens that I did record that little bit.
It's because you don't know how to use your phone.
This is true. My phone is smashed, old. I do need a new phone. But anyway, I thought I would play you this speech.
I'd also like to give a big shout out to our LGBTQ+ fans today. Thank you for taking this next song and giving it a life of its own. I really do hope that being a part of this fan base has felt like another safe space. And I want you to know that we support you wholeheartedly, no matter what, forever and ever. And thank you also for teaching us that allyship is so much more than this next song. Every time I see the world, dialects or more, stolen moments that we steal as a cancer.
Do you know what? I think this is a really important thing. I think it's the next stage of like this big sort of movement for the LGBT community, like having the allies actually speaking out about it. Because they're right. We can do only so much to like speak how we feel we should be accepted, etc. But it's another level of power when somebody who isn't actually gay or that side of the LGBT community, but is an ally for us,
yeah,
fighting our battle unprovoked. Like, they had no need to do that at their concert in front of all those people. And the fact they did, I think, is humongously strong. You know, we are coming up to Pride season.
Yeah.
And it actually really annoys me when I walk around shops and I see the Pride flag and they're literally doing just because they want to sort of look like they support.
Yeah.
But like, no disrespect to anyone that does this, but just putting a flag up in your window, it's really not going to do that much.
Mm-hmm. Because Pride is a bit of a festival now, right? It's more than just the kind of activism. It is a whole like kind of event, which is obviously great. Like, it has it all. But I feel like there's certain brands and shops that could jump on like just the festival bandwagon and not really understand like the where it's all come from and all of that. Yeah. So it's really good that we educate ourselves in the history of Pride and how it came about.
Yeah, because like even, I remember, was it Skittles? I think it was. Tasty
yeah,
Rainbow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they took the colour out of their packaging.
You're right, yeah.
Which was I thought was really clever. But also last year, was it L'Oreal, Clarence? Oh, a big brand put the Pride flag all over their packaging. And obviously when I saw it in the shop, I was like, oh my goodness, that's so great. I'm going to buy it. But then nowhere on the packet was it like, we're going to donate to like a charity which supports the LGBT. And I was like, oh, am I literally just buying this because it's colourful? And actually, am I just helping these people with their sales?
Yeah, right. I think that's what has been going on. They saw you coming, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. I was like, absolutely not. I'm going to get on Twitter now, my little soapbox, and start screaming. But also, we have to start thinking about the future generations. It's not just about us and us being safe on the streets right now. It's also about building it for a safer community for the lower generations, the younger generations, I should say. Mm-hmm. And people like Little Mix, like their mums, you know, they're having kids. And if they're then raising their children the way of their views and they're teaching then the future mums of the audience, like the girls in the audience to then go and do that. I mean, I think that's just such a powerful thing. And I've always liked Little Mix, don't get me wrong. It's not just because their songs are absolute bangers, but they have always been really supportive of the LGBT community. Jade, I always see flying the flag. She wears Pride dresses. She wears all sorts. Like, I personally am really going to miss them. I hope they carry on as a solo career, all of them. I believe they're going into film and TV, some of them, some into music, but whatever they do, I just really hope they carry on flying that ally flag and pushing forward for equality for everyone.
Right, Benji, you've not actually told us why you're so hungover today. What have you been doing?
Oh my goodness. So last night I went to a Eurovision party.
And where was your Eurovision party at?
The Eurovision party was at your house.
And I weren't even there.
And you weren't there. You were away in Bournemouth.
Yeah, I was away for the weekend.
So funny. I was like, this is really weird being at your house and you're not here. But I sent you some lovely... In fact, I FaceTimed you, didn't I, at one point?
Yeah, you FaceTimed me. You were absolutely wasted, having the best time. And you sent me a video of you like falling onto my bed sheets. And I texted you back, be like, get your ginger hands off my expensive bedding right now.
I was like, oh, it stank. I've put it in the wash. There were stains all over it. Filthy.
Such lies.
Such lies. It is lies.
Anyway, did you have a nice night at my flat?
I had a really good time. I'll be honest. Like, people may realize this by now. You are a very good host of parties and frivolity and games. And it was very weird being at your house when you went there without that. So it was a bit strange for me, I'll be honest.
Yeah, because my housemates were hosting, weren't they? But, you know, we all know I'm the host of the most.
The host with more than most. so it was a bit of an odd one. Like, to be honest, it wasn't like a party. It was more like, do people want to come round, chill, have some drinks and watch Eurovision? Mm-hmm. But then it did very much turn into a party because the UK did so well.
Right? I can't even believe that myself.
Do you watch Eurovision normally? Like...
Yeah, to be honest, no.
Yeah,
I've seen like bits, and obviously there's been like some great acts throughout the year. Obviously, that's where ABBA came from back in the day, wasn't it?
Yeah, with Waterloo, I believe.
Yeah, I think it was Waterloo, yeah.
And then we'd like Puppet on a String. We've had like some bangers have come from Eurovision. Yeah.
But for those listeners who may not know what Eurovision is, how would you describe Eurovision?
Oh, thank you so much for giving me this job. Eurovision, it is what's called the Eurovision Song Contest, and it's exactly that. It's a song contest where all the European countries put in an act a song. It goes through various sort of heats within your own areas. Like the UK, we had a few, and then we would pick the winner for us that would then go and compete against all the other countries. And then they televise it. It's hosted by Graham Norton for us at the moment. But last night, the main host for everyone was Mika.
Oh, yeah, I remember Mika from back in the day.
Yeah. How, my goodness, Mika is still on my playlist. His music is timeless.
Yeah, it's proper catchy bops, isn't it?
Really good. And he sang, I would love to say he sang live, but I'm not convinced he did. But he performed. He looks great. He's obviously pro-LGBT. And it was that, because I haven't seen him in ages. And I actually feel like in season one, I made a joke like, has anyone seen Mika recently? His yeah. music was great and now he's just vanished. Well, do you know what? He's back.
He's back at Eurovision. Yeah. And Eurovision is very much a gay staple, isn't it? Like, I know a lot of gays live for Eurovision. Because the songs are usually quite cheesy, poppy, catchy. There's a lot of like sequins and glitter and it is super camp.
Yeah, very camp. And more so in the past, I would say. Very glitzy. Mm. Yeah, pop culture for sure. This year's... it was a lot of ballads.
Oh, right.
Yeah, a lot of, I feel like, Adele-inspired power ballads. Not bad, but yeah, it was a different feel this year. But the United Kingdom did a song called Spaceman, and it was great. It was really good by this actually really lovely-looking gentleman with long, like, Jesus hair.
Yeah, I saw pictures. Very Jesus-looking.
Yeah. I was kind of here for it, I'll be honest. That's not normally my vibe.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not usually... usually you're like, underage, the better. No facial hair, perfect.
You cannot say that. Oh my gosh.
No, but you always check if they're legal, like, you know, whoa, as long as they're over 16.
Whoa. Why is this turned into like a full-on attack where I could well be like arrested and sent hate mail?
Get in.
Disgusting. Disgusting behavior. But no, I was kind of here for that. Mm-hmm. But also what was really nice is the, obviously, we try not to be a political podcast, so we won't go into it. Mm-hmm. But obviously we all are aware that there is a war going on between Russia and Ukraine. Ukraine did compete. And I think what was really lovely is the United Kingdom said, if Ukraine win, the United Kingdom will host it for them.
Well, that is actually really great, isn't it? I feel quite proud to be British today. And I don't usually say that often, to be honest.
Isn't that really lovely? Like, because obviously, normally, whichever country wins, they host it the next year. And it brings a lot of money to the area. Like, it's a very proud moment.
Yeah.
And they just wouldn't really be in a financial situation to be able to do that. So the United Kingdom said that they would. And spoiler alert, Ukraine won.
And kind of rightly so, I think, right? They deserve it.
And then obviously watching it live was really electric, because if you haven't seen it for the last sort of like 10 years, you'll know that United Kingdom doesn't do very well.
I think last year we got 0 points, right?
Probably. There's like a running joke of like, the United Kingdom, nil point.
Yeah.
And I was like, that'd be a great drag name, nil point. but this year, pretty much from the get-go, we were like scoring continuously, and then very soon in, we were top of the leaderboard, and then we stayed at the top all the way through until the community vote, which is then when Ukraine got literally hundreds.
Yeah.
Like some people got like 6, 7, 8. They got like, it was like 400 and something.
Oh, amazing. Mad. Yeah.
But it honestly was quite an emotional moment to know that the community around there, and call them pity points if you want, I don't actually care what you call them, that they're supporting the Ukraine's performance. Like, I just, good on the Ukrainians for actually turning up and doing a show.
Yeah, 100%.
When your country is under war.
Yeah, agreed.
We talked about this just before off the podcast, and I was saying how I put up a thing on Instagram, and people were like, oh, the UK should have won. Like, Ukraine just got pity points. And I was like, that is just so not what Eurovision is about. Like,
yeah.
Oh, just, I can't even bother to go there. But anyway, so yeah, so next year, the United Kingdom will be hosting Eurovision and we will be there.
We actually do need to do that. I'm actually here for that. So we will be there dressed up and the gay old time, and hopefully we'll see loads of you there.
Something else I thought I would let you know is today is a full year since I opened my shop back at home.
Oh, yay! Congratulations!
I know, right? A full year. Isn't that mad?
That is crazy. God, as if it's been a year since that happened.
Yeah, when I became proper mask for mask and I put on a hard hat and started knocking down walls. Oh, I'm still recovering.
You with a power tool? I don't think so.
I've been with a power tool 33 years, mate. But the reason why I remembered is this morning I woke up, I was like, oh, it's today. Like, oh, that's so exciting. Like, I'll just go to my bag, try to find my phone because I didn't even charge it last night. I was that drunk. I got home at about 5:30 this morning.
From my flat.
From your flat, yeah.
Love
so
it.
Anyway, I went through my bag and when I opened my bag, it was just full. Oh, yes, I can't believe I'm actually telling you this. It was full of the party food. From your flat. And literally at like 10:30 in the morning, I had like barely any sleep at all. Open my bag, I just had this flashback to when I left the party. I fully remember doing it, being like, ah, none of these people are going to eat this food, it's going to go to waste. And I literally put the lid on things and filled my bag with your party food. I've got hummus, I've got Dorito salsa, I've got Doritos themselves, some sort of like sandwich, there's some popcorn, like, sorry about that.
I mean, you love a little picnic anyway after a night out, so I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I was very happy. And there I was lying in bed, like just eating this salsa, getting it absolutely all over my face, and then just passing out just covered in it.
Wow, I'm attracted to you right now.
We know. We get it. Move on. It's a no.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you had a good time and that you stuffed your face.
Yeah, I did. I really did. It was good. I mean, it's not the first time I've had stuff all over my face, but... at least this time it was edible.
This has just reminded me of a story that I have been meaning to tell you for the last couple of weeks.
About me?
No, about stuff on your face.
Oh my gosh. Oh. Oh no.
All right, podcasters, Benji, strap yourself in.
Oh my gosh, okay.
So, where to even begin with this? Right. So some people enjoy when a person finishes on their face.
Yep.
Yeah. I, be honest with you, have never experienced that. It's just never sort of come up.
Never done it or never had it done to you?
Never had it done to me. Maybe I've done it to someone. I can't really remember. But yeah, definitely never had it done to me.
Right.
Anyway, one of my best mates, he absolutely loves it. That's his thing. Like, he'll fool around with a guy and then he's always like, oh, finish on my face. I love it. So for a while, like, I mean, I'm talking years, he's been like, you should try it. And I thought, oh, I don't know. I'm not sure if it's on me. Anyway, I hadn't had sex for a little while and this guy was coming over and I thought, you know what? I feel a bit horny today. I'm going to try something a bit kinky, a bit daring. I'm going to ask him to finish on my face, right?
No.
Yeah. So I had it geared up in my head. I was like, I'm going to do it. Like, try everything once, give it a go, see what you think. Anyway, he comes over, always going well, gets to towards the end. He's like, where do you want me to come? I was like, okay, on my face, let's do it.
Oh my gosh.
He then says, oh, I've not had a wank for a little while, so it might be a big load. I was like, yeah, no worries. Like, go for it. I want to experience this. Now, when he said he had a big load, have you ever played the game Pie Face? It was like I had played Pie Face 5 times and lost every single time and not wiped my face. It was... you know that scene in Mrs. Doubtfire where he can't find his mask, so he puts his face in the cake and he pops up and goes, hello! That is literally what my face was like. I could not open my eyes because they were glued together. And I was like, can you, do you mind grabbing a towel, please? This is my eyes like glued shut because I couldn't see.
I can't.
And so he was like, where can I find a towel? I was like, in the chest of drawers, like second drawer down. So bless this guy, was like trying to find a towel for me. I could not open my eyes at all. Never again.
Sexy.
I was like bumping into things where I couldn't see.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Because it's really bad if you get it in your eye.
Yeah, exactly. So when... I'm not joking. It would not stop coming, literally. And I was like,
wow.
Can this stop? Or are we...
were you like, never again?
Yeah. So so I did try that as a new thing fairly recently. And it's not for me. But I'm glad I tried it. At least I know.
Well, podcasters, that's all we have time for on this week's episode of My Big Gear Podcast. Sorry to leave it on that note. If you don't follow us on Instagram, please do. It's at Big Gay Podcast, and you can click the link on our bio and sign up to our party list. Sorry, I literally can't even think of what to say. All I've got in my head is you with an iced face trying to walk around your room to get a towel. Probably butt naked.
Yeah, butt naked as well. So just the whole thing is just not a good image. Sorry about that.
Anyway, it's your bit now.
Oh yeah. As always, get in touch with us. We love to hear from you. If you've got any similar pie face stories, then do let us know. Am I the only person that's had this experience, or is that just like a crazy one-off and usually it's not as bad as that?
I mean, I'll be honest, if we're really sharing, stop the music, if we're really sharing, I have done that to someone before.
Right.
When I was much younger.
Uh-huh. As in, you were the person pieing, or was you the one being pied?
I was the person pieing.
Right.
But I didn't really give any warning.
Oh.
Yeah. I was literally like 20. And they were like, they were older. They were older, actually.
That's not like you. What are you feeling?
Well,
okay.
No, was it? I think I'm scarred from this moment. That's why I've suddenly gone young again. And younger, I should say. Afterwards, they said to me that no one had ever done that to them before and that they probably would never let it happen again. So I feel like we can relate both to these situations.
Wow. Okay.
Me being the pyer, you being the pie.
Have you ever been the pied person?
Yeah.
Oh, do you like it?
No.
For the same reason?
I think it depends on the mood that I'm in.
Yeah.
I can't stand if it's in my eye. In fact, I would probably try and aim it so it went more like over my shoulder than all over my face.
Well, then it's not in your face then, is it? Wild on the shoulder. Crazy me. What am I like today?
Still in my hair, like... Now I'm gonna have to wash my hair again, like, oh.
yeah
maybe not. And I have got it in my eye before and it does sting, and I did have pink eye for like 5 days.
You had pink eye?
Yeah, I have had that before. Anyway, I feel like we're really digressing into a very like dirty end of the podcast to finish.
Yeah, it's gone dirty, isn't it?
Like I said, podcast, that is all we have time for. Until next week on My Big Gay Podcast,
see you next Wednesday.
Do you know what? I'm never going to be able to play Pie Face again with my nephews and nieces. It's just not going to be the same game for me.
No, sorry. I've ruined that experience now for you.
You have.
You'd have to call it another game instead.
Like Buckaroo. Like, how many loads can you carry?
Or just call me Hungry Hippo.
Oh no.
My Big Gay Podcast would love to thank this month's subs. I mean subscribers. Ugh. Who are the following? Becky B, Vasilis, Jay, William Mealy, Jack, Joe Brown.
As well as Richard, Mark, Tommy, Kendrick, Rob Houghton, Michael Leonard, and Marty.
By subscribing, you're helping to keep My Big Gay Podcast free and accessible to the LGBTQ+ community around the world.
Yes, and thanks to your generosity, we're now able to make the podcast transcribed so that those that are hard of hearing can also enjoy the podcast. It only costs less than a cup of coffee a month, and you can cancel at any time. Well, if you really want to. And don't forget, you'll also be added to our close friends list on Instagram for extra content just for your eyes.
Oh, Benji, you're not going to make me put up nudes, are you?
No, mate, we're trying to thank our following, not send them running.